Good morning, Auroville. This is Abhijit with you again, broadcasting from Auroville Radio. And I'm back with my series on exploring education in arts, animation, and filmmaking. Today, I'll be exploring another topic in arts. And today, I'm going to address a very, very important question, which is, what should I start drawing as a beginner? So in the initial stages of learning to draw, this is a very, very important question that needs to be addressed. If you have ever tried to draw an object beyond your current abilities, you know how frustrating it can get when it doesn't turn out the way you want it to be. The solution to overcome the initial difficulties is to learn the basic principles of drawing and practice regularly. With the 10 days Fundamentals of Drawing course that I conduct in Auroville, I want to help beginners who want to improve their drawing skills. Beginners should start by drawing simple shapes and objects. Such as drawing skills improve with regular practice, you will be able to draw more and more complex subjects. The first thing to start with is to draw simple straight lines and basic geometric shapes. They form the basis of all further complex forms. The second step is to draw simple objects with which you can already create the illusion or spatiality. The third step is to draw simple still life compositions consisting of a few objects. By drawing still life, you can learn the basic principles of drawing and develop the skills necessary to create more advanced drawings. So, how and with what tools do we start drawing? Use a larger sheet of paper, at least A3 size, for practice. Attach the paper to a drawing board, which is best placed in a near perpendicular position. You can use a painting easel for this. Or if you don't have one, you can lean your drawing board against the back of a chair. The graphite pencil marked HB or B is suitable for beginners. Sharpen the pencil often. By changing the pressure on the pencil, you can draw lines of varying strength. Do not hold the pencil as if you want to write, but hold it in the underhand style. Make sure that you do not grip the pencil with a cramp, but in a relaxed manner. Don't just move your wrist while drawing, but your whole arm. When correcting errors, erase as little as possible. But if you do erase, it is best to use a kneadable eraser or putty rubber, which is gentle on the surface of the paper. When making corrections, always draw the corrected line first and then only erase the wrong one. So now let's explore all the topics that I said today and in more detail. So the first one is drawing lines and simple geometric flat surfaces. These exercises are important for developing good hand-eye coordination, which is important for successful drawing. Also, at this stage, using rulers and compasses does not help the development of freehand drawing skills. Practice drawing straight lines going in different directions. They can be perpendicular to each other or parallel to each other. It will definitely be difficult to draw straight lines at first, but you will improve with practice. Practice drawing circles and polygons in different sizes and positions until you become confident. Second point, drawing three-dimensional shapes. Use the simple geometric shapes presented in the previous exercise as a starting point to draw the three-dimensional shapes. This requires a basic understanding and application of perspective and shading. So what is perspective and shading? Let's start with perspective. In order to create the illusion of spatiality in freehand drawing, knowledge of linear and atmospheric perspective is essential. Specific forms of perspective were already used in antiquity and were later perfected by Renaissance masters. Linear perspective in drawing means that the lines of the objects point in the direction of one or more vanishing points on the horizon in the distance. The horizon line is at eye level in every case. The horizon line is the line at which the Earth meets the sky. As objects get further and further away from us, we see them as smaller and smaller. Atmospheric or aerial perspective means that we draw things further away from us with less and less detail and sharpness. This is a very useful tool for creating a three-dimensional effect outdoors when drawing cityscapes or landscapes. The circle is drawn as an ellipse in perspective. We use this when drawing bottles, jars, or other cylindrical shaped objects. We also draw an ellipse when we want to represent circular objects in perspective, such as a bowl, a plate, or an orange cut in half. Now let's address what is shading. Shading is used as a tool for spatial representation. By shading the object you draw, you can show the effects of light and shadow. If you draw a circle, it will just be a flat geometric shape. If you add shading, it becomes a sphere, that is, a geometrical solid. For example, you can draw an apple starting from a flat circle. One type of shadow is that which appears on the object itself. This is the core or form shadow, and it helps define the shape of the object. Another type of shadow is the one cast by the object on its surroundings and helps to represent the spatial location of the object. Point number 3. Simple still life drawings. In the initial stages of learning, simple still lifes are the very subjects. Their big advantage is that the objects don't move, so we have plenty of time to observe and draw. We can find plenty of subjects to draw among household items, fruits, and vegetables. By practicing drawing still lifes, we acquire the skills we will need later to draw more complex objects and living beings. So, what do you need for setting up a still life composition? Let's choose one, two, or three simple objects to start with. They can be placed at eye level or a little lower. The lighting of the still life composition should be preferably coming from a single direction because it will be easier to draw the shadows. Proportions are important in drawing. Always pay attention to the proportions. First, determine the ratio of the width and height of the object or composition you want to draw. Based on this, you can decide to place your drawing sheet in the portrait or landscape position. You can measure and compare the proportions with a pencil or a thin straight stick. When measuring, it is important to always measure from the same distance. It makes the measurement easier if you close one eye. Choose a dimension from among the elements of the composition, which will serve as the basic unit of measurement during the drawing process. You will compare the length and width of the other elements to this dimension. Mark the measured size on the pencil or the stick with your thumb and then compare it with other objects. When drawing objects, always proceed from larger and simpler shapes to smaller ones. Draw the smaller details later, when you have already placed the larger shapes correctly. Representation of materials and textures is also very important. All natural and man-made things have a characteristic surface texture. We have to take them into account if we want to make a realistic drawing. The surface of a glass or metal object will be smooth, and the bark of a tree or a textile may be rough. In addition, the surfaces can be matte or glossy, or it may also be highly reflective. Point number 4. Simple landscapes. Once you have learned how to draw still lifes, along with the basics of perspective and shading, there are many things outdoors that can inspire you to draw. In addition to trees, flowers, stones, and other organic forms, buildings also serve as an excellent subject. I encourage you to go outdoors with your sketchbook and some pencils to sketch. You can use these drawings as reference material later when creating drawings from your own imagination. Now we come to the final thoughts for today. You may not be satisfied with your drawings at first, but don't give up. I encourage you to practice diligently, as drawing is a learnable skill. So what should a beginner draw? Beginners should start by drawing simple things. First, you have to learn lines and simple flat surfaces with confidence. Then still life compositions of simpler objects can follow, and then landscapes and cityscapes. To draw people and animal, in addition to good drawing skills, you also need anatomy studies. And that brings us to the conclusion of today's topic. Thank you.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.